Iran has the potential to be a boom market for American tech companies. The majority of Iran's population is under 30, well-educated, and over half the country has access to the internet. NPR's Laura Seidel reports that certain tech companies can already go into Iran legally. They just aren't sure they want to do that.
Back in 2009, Iran exploded in protests. Iranians believe their elections had been fixed by the conservative clerics. This YouTube video of tens of thousands of protesters in the streets of Tehran was leaked out of the country. Tech-savvy protesters found ways to use social media and cell phones to organize.
There's been a recognition for the past 5 years or so that increasing access to technology in Iran for the Iranian public is a greater good.
Colin Anderson is an independent researcher who consults with human rights organizations and tech companies about internet censorship. During the protests, Iranians had access to American tech like iPhones and Windows software through black markets. The Obama administration saw how dissidents used that tech to communicate with the world. So last year, it lifted sanctions on American tech companies who sell personal communication technologies. Vivek Krishnamurthy teaches at Harvard Law School.
It is fully legal to sell cell phones, laptops, tablets, modems, Wi-Fi routers, and most of the software that most people use every day.
But Krishnamurthy says that hasn't meant that American tech companies have jumped into Iran. There's still no Apple store.
Doing business with Iran is extremely difficult today because of the comprehensive financial sanctions. It's really hard to get money in or out of the country.
But doing financial transactions may get easier if the U.S. and Europe reach a deal to lift the sanctions. And American tech companies have a good reputation in Iran, says Fredon Karengi, an Iranian-born tech entrepreneur. He started several companies in the U.S., and he now lives in Iran. Karengi says most young people in Iran want to grow up and be Steve Jobs, not Ayatollah Khamenei.
There's a tremendous amount of pro-U.S. sympathy in Iran in terms of technologies and solutions.
Karengi says the Chinese and some European countries have left a bad impression.
Especially the Chinese have taken advantage of them because of the sanction regime. They've sort of said, okay, nobody else will deal with you. We'll deal with you, but at a significant premium.
That includes marked up prices and delays in completing projects. Despite the ripe climate for business in Iran, American tech companies have been very quiet about their plans. NPR contacted Apple, Google, Cisco, and other big players. The only company that would admit to plans to enter Iran was Netflix. Internet researcher Colin Anderson says it's the politics in the U.S.
If you are, for example, Apple, you certainly don't want to wake up tomorrow and have in the front page of a newspaper, Apple sells the supreme leader an iPhone. That certainly is going to be perceived negatively in the United States, despite whatever nuclear arrangement happens.
Yet there are some 80 million Iranians, and the country has top-ranking engineering schools. Iran has its own nascent startup culture. There's an Iranian version of Amazon, Groupon, and the beginnings of a streaming music service, says Hamid Biglari, an Iranian-American who runs a data analytics company. It's the perfect environment for U.S. tech firms.
From a purely rational business point of view, it would be insane for them not to want to access such a large market on a level playing field compared to the rest of the world.
Biglari says the best technology doesn't always win in a market. Sometimes it's about who gets there first. And on that front, the complex politics between the U.S. and Iran may put U.S. companies at a disadvantage. Laura Seidel, NPR News.